Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is in a flattering and thoughtful mood. He is thinking of his mistress, but also of social mores, the art of transformation, falsehood, duplicity, deceit, and the very nature of beauty itself. In the first quatrain of William's 127th sonnet, he reflects that in days gone by, those of a dark complexion were never considered beautiful, or, if anyone thought so, they would never speak such words out loud. But now, Uncle Will puts forth the proposition that being of a dusky disposition is now the new beautiful, with the fair-skinned being less legitimate when it comes to being easy on the eyes.
In the old age, black was not counted fair, or if it were, it bore not beauty's name. But now is black beauty's successive heir, and beauty slandered with a bastard shame.
In the second quatrain, Will makes the case that anyone now has the power that once only belonged to nature, because those not of a naturally pulchritudinous disposition can slap on some makeup to give the false impression of gorgeousness. This leads him to lament that true beauty doesn't seem to exist anymore, losing its unique and special place, and has been devalued, even to the point of disgrace.
For since each hand hath put on nature's power, fairing the foul with art's false borrowed face, sweet beauty hath no name, no holy bower, but is profaned, if not lives in disgrace.
In the third quatrain, William comes to his point, that the eyes of his mistress are raven black, which just so happens to be well suited to the current fashion of beauty in his eyes. He cleverly draws on the traditional color of funeral going, suggesting that her black eyes seem to mourn those that are not naturally beautiful, but insult the very heart of nature by artificially making themselves up.
Therefore my mistress' eyes are raven black, her eyes so suited, and they mourners seem, at such who, not born fair, no beauty lack, slandering creation with a false esteem.
In the final couplet, Will says that even in their sadness, her eyes are so beautiful that everyone is saying, that is how beauty should always look.
Yet so they mourn, becoming of their woe, that every tongue says beauty should look so.
This sonnet always puts me in mind of our pouty Dane Hamlet. In Act 3, Scene 1, we find ourselves in the famous nunnery scene. In this infamous breakup passage, Hamlet admonishes Ophelia by saying, I have heard of your paintings too well enough. God hath given you one face, and you make yourselves another. Perhaps Uncle Will was commenting on the basic nature of makeup being a form of deception or cheating, even coming back to the makeup theme in the graveyard scene, with Hamlet looking aghast at the skull of Yorick, saying that even if his mother paints on makeup an inch thick, she will still end up like Yorick in the grave. Quite dark. Almost as dark, in fact, as the beautiful eyes of Uncle Will's mistress. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.